A Village Scandal by Diane Allen, read by Mira Dovrenny. Chapter 1. Giggleswick, Yorkshire Dales, 26th of May, 1941.
Come back to bed. Come and stay with me just a minute or two longer. I love you so much.
Flora Whittaker, landlady of the Cunning Vixen, pulled gently on her husband's arm and looked up at him with pleading eyes.
Come on, you know you have the time.
Flora's long auburn hair cascaded over the pillow as she lay half naked in bed, gazing up at her handsome, dark-haired man. He was showing signs of his age, but was still fit and energetic. Bill sighed and looked around their homely double bedroom. He was going to miss the everyday things, the love of his wife, the comfort of an eiderdown on the bed, even the sound of the annoying church bells outside the bedroom window.
Now, you know I'd love to, but the lads will be here in an hour. I can't be late. The Sergeant Major wouldn't be too happy if he heard they had to wait for me while I finished having nookie with my wife.
He pulled on his trousers and pulled his braces up over his vest.
I'll be back home before you know it. I'll try to get leave to come home and help you at the pub as soon as I can.
He paused, seeing Flora's expression.
Now, don't make that face. You know I can't stand behind the bar pulling pints when most men my age are out fighting for our country. I'm sorry, love. I have to go.
Bill's tone was gentle. More than anything, he was going to miss his wife, and he hoped she would be true to him while he was away.
Oh, Bill, I don't want you to go. I don't know what possessed you to sign up. There was no need for it. You should have told them about your back. You're not so young anymore, and we have this business.
Flora sighed, knowing full well that nothing could have stopped her husband volunteering to join his old regiment and fight for his country. He had to prove to the world that he was still a red-blooded man, despite being over 40 now.
I couldn't stand by and do nought, not when my country needs me. I don't want to be like some of them we serve over that bar, talking a good talk but doing nothing about it. Not when I'm already a crack shot and still fit.
Bill watched as Flora got up, stripping off her flimsy nightdress. She pulled on her brassiere and knickers and reached for her underskirt.
That's it, get a move on, woman. Let's have a decent breakfast together. Proper eggs and bacon before I have to start on army rations. That's one thing I will miss, your cooking.
But you're not fit, Bill. No matter what you say, you still have pain from the last time you served.
Flora was frowning, but then, looking into the bedroom mirror as she fastened her hand-knit cardigan, she grinned at his reflection.
Oh, and so you won't miss anything else about me except my cooking, Bill Whittaker. I hope you remember those words when you curl up with your rifle in your bunk bed instead of me. A gun won't keep you so warm and satisfied.
Aye, but it will keep me safe. Now, will I be safe leaving you behind on your own behind that bar? No flirting with half the men of Giggleswick while I'm away.
He patted her bottom as she opened the bedroom door to make her way down to the kitchen. She waited a moment as he picked up his kit bag to check the contents before returning to his old unit at Catterick.
You know me. I'm always true to you. I might talk to everyone. That's part of being a barmaid. But I'll always be yours. I just wish you weren't leaving me.
Flora brushed away a tear as she watched him put his hair cream, razor and soap into the bag. She and Bill had been married 10 years and were used to one another's company, even though she was a typical landlady, always ready to entertain her guests with a winning smile and a twinkle in her eye.
Aye, lass, stop blubbing. I'm not going anywhere except to the barracks for the next fortnight. I might even get back to see you again before they send me abroad. Even then, I'll be fine. I'm longer in the tooth than some of the young lads I'll be with. I know when to keep my head down.
He gave her a quick hug and kissed her cheek, then followed her down the stairs with the kit bag on his back and set it down on the floor as she went into the pantry.
Here, I'll get the fire going. Young May will be in shortly, and you know how she likes a cuppa before she cleans the bar. Don't let her catch you crying, else she'll start and we'll never hear the last of it.
He bent over the ancient Yorkshire range that kept the kitchen warm. Flora often still made a hot pot pie or rice pudding in its oven instead of using the new electric baby belling he'd invested in a few months earlier. Once the flames had taken to a few pieces of the dry kindling that was always stored in a brass box next to the fire, Bill put the already filled pot black kettle onto the burning coals.
No need to use electricity when it can boil on here. A penny saved here and there, lass. Now, don't forget that when I'm not here.
He smiled and sat down at the small kitchen table. The pub's living quarters were cramped but adequate for a couple, although the building was old and